with a Jaguars.com OTA report. This is JP Shadrick. The Jaguars return to the Florida Blue practice fields on Tuesday for the second organized team activity practice session of the offseason and another picture-perfect day for football, mid-70s and clear. The team practiced at a high tempo for nearly 2 hours, working in basic positional drills, 7-on-7 reps, and 11-on-11 work included as well. This likely will be the routine for most OTA practices. Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley has preached competition throughout the offseason and said players should treat these OTA practices just like game day.
You know, sweet Tom, when that whistle blows, every day should be Sunday to them. You know, that's how we roll. And if practice is everything, we prepare like that in practice, it should be on Sunday where they trust their preparation and can fly around and play. But that's why practice is so important to us.
Look for the entire Gus Bradley media availability right here on Jaguars.com. A few other notes from Tuesday's practice. Maurice Jones-Drew still recovering from foot surgery in the offseason. Expected to be back by July. Worked off to the side early today. Defensive tackle Roy Miller out with tendonitis in his knee. And Jordan Rogers is out for the rest of OTAs and the rest of the offseason. Underwent surgery this morning for the groin injury, but expected to be back by training camp. Speaking of quarterbacks, when you talk about competition, naturally everyone's attention turns to that position. It starts with Blaine Gabbert, now in his third season as a pro, Chad Henne, his sixth year in the NFL, and Matt Scott, the undrafted rookie, is here as well. After some time in the film room and now 2 days into OTAs, Blaine Gabbert said he has enjoyed the new offensive weapons around him.
I think there's speed at every position now, offensive and defensive lines. Front seven, it's wild to see. The guys that we brought in this year especially, I'm looking forward to Ace getting back out there healthy to see what he can do, but the guys that we brought in and that are coming along are fast.
Quarterbacks are great. Happy quarterbacks are much better, and we'll certainly keep an eye on what happens out here the next couple of weeks in OTAs. Speaking of quarterbacks, let's hear from the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osher.
I'm John Osher here with A View from the Ozone, and today we address quarterbacks. And we'll get them out of the way on day two of OTAs because the answer to the big questions regarding quarterbacks, they're not going to come anytime soon, and certainly not in the next few weeks. Who's going to start? Can the Jaguars be productive and consistent at the spot? Can Blaine Gabbert play as well as he practices? All those are critical questions, but as head coach Gus Bradley said after practice Tuesday, they're not questions that are going to be answered in May and June without pass. Gabbert talked to the media Tuesday for the first time since the team didn't draft a quarterback late last month. He didn't talk much about that, but he did say he likes Jed Fish's scheme, and he likes that it employs a lot of no huddle. He thinks this will really be a good fit for him, and the coaches are optimistic that he's right. Gabbert's going to get every chance to earn the job, and the guess here is he starts the season next season. Coaches are optimistic that he'll be better in this scheme than in his first two. Until the preseason, and realistically until the regular season, it's all speculation and talk. But for now, that's what we have. And without pads, that speculation and that talk probably isn't going to change much in the next few weeks.
The Jaguars wrap up the first week of OTA practices Wednesday, 11:25 a.m. start. Look for full coverage right here on Jaguars.com. With a Jaguars.com OTA report, this is JP Shadrick.